need a little something, and they think about their experience, you know, driving the Scottish countryside. What did I experience? Oh, sheep are stupid, smelly, and foolish. Well, some of you know my son was a shepherd. So I talked to my son, the shepherd, and I found a site online that talked about sheep behavior that isn't all so bad, and that is truly very much like us, but not insulting of us. That is, yeah, we could be stupid, smellish, and smellish and fully. I mean, actually, it's true. If sheep could find their own green pastures and could protect themselves and could get themselves to safe waters, then they wouldn't need shepherds. So sheep do need some help, and so do we. But here's some stuff I found. Sheep are not totally stupid and mindless. Sheep can remember the face of up to 50 different individual people or animals for 2 years. I don't know how they study this stuff, but they study it, and I'm gonna believe it. And sheep are extremely communal animals. They establish firm friendships and look out for one another in times of need. Rams are found to form long-term relationships. They intervene on behalf of weak colleagues and support each other in fights. And these acts of loyalty and friendship building are driven by emotions. Just sheep have emotions, according to this study. They are capable of experiencing feelings, fear, anger, despair, boredom, sheep get bored, and happiness. I'm not sure how you find out sheep is happy, but so they are also fertile and demonstrate sexual preference, with 8% exhibiting lifelong same gender preferences. So it's not just human beings. It is found, of course, that we choose who we choose. So, given these things that they know about sheep, we are suggested that we might understand our human behavior, because Jesus said we are his sheep. Understand our human behavior in light of some things about sheep behavior that I think we have in common. Sheep are social animals. So, we shouldn't make them be alone. Same for us. We are social. And we suffer when we are lonely and segregated and put apart. Sheep by nature are followers. So, that literally means they have to follow a shepherd, not be pushed by a shepherd. And you know, I really prefer to follow over having somebody push me somewhere. Sheep are docile by nature. That is, they are gentle. Treat them gently. My better nature, our better nature, according to the epistles and various writings of Scripture, the gift of gentleness is a wonderful gift. So we should be more like sheep and be gentle, but also treat sheep and treat each other gently. Sheep have good memories. So, let's make their memories positive. Let's make each other's memories and experiences. like routine. So be patient when introducing something new. I will not go into a list of how many Episcopalians does it take to change light bulb jokes. But we don't like change. We think we want change, but we don't really like change that much. We're like sheep. So we need things and ideas introduced to one another and to ourselves slowly and patiently. Sheep reactions are predictable. So use some of that predictability. If you know saying something to someone is going to make them very angry, maybe don't say it, because you can predict what's going to happen, and it might not be ideal. Or you might want to find a more gentle way to say it. And that leads into, she reacts negatively to loud noises and yelling! Ourselves. He is our good shepherd. And he lays down his life for the sheep. He chooses to sacrifice himself, to even die for the sheep. As I heard that, I thought, of course, a few weeks ago, we had the gospel reading from John 3:16, probably the most famous verse in the whole Bible. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. The Good Shepherd lays down his life. Now, what's interesting about that verse to me is that today we heard First Epistle of John 3:16. So that other verse that's so famous is the Gospel of John 3:16. Here, the First Epistle of John, which is believed to be a commentary on the Gospel, 3:16. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us. And, as Hannah reminded us, which she read so well, we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses Little children, let us love not in word or speech, but in truth and action. In other words, we are called to be not just the sheep, but to tend to one another as the shepherd tends to us. To care for one another with the kind of dedication and love that Jesus cared for us. The Gospel of John today ended, "I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also so they will listen to my voice." So there will be one flock, one shepherd. And what that means is, not just are we supposed to care for one another the way that Jesus cares for us, but we're supposed to care for everybody. For everyone of every race and faith and religion and belief in the world, Jesus says, "I have other sheep, and they will all be cared for in my flock." There is one flock, one shepherd. So understand one another's behavior. Love and care for the sheep who maybe don't behave the way we want them to behave, and know that Jesus loves us when we're the ones who aren't behaving. We are